Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Bumble Picks, Tug of War, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
Well, she tried Rasputin, fiddle, faddle, rootin', tootin', cunnin', paddle, make do, kudzu, yin, yang, wazoo, coop, my precious, crazy, spacious, Vincent, poop on Daisy, gracious, hot pickle, Chanel 5, Coca Class, Regis Live, slimy, grimy, bullion, blinkin', lefty, loosey, lumpy, Lincoln, never change your password if you've been out drinking. Princess didn't work, let me in, didn't work, QWERTY didn't work, Photoshop didn't work, I love you didn't work, monkey didn't work, 1111111111111 didn't work, fickle finger, Euro trash, bigger booger, broken glass, orange tang, wild fang, owl gang, do lang, aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces, forward, backward, Reese's pieces, uppercase, lowercase, upper, lower, lower, upper, housefly, homework, 10 steak, big jerk, never change your password, never change your password, never change your PASSWOR. Oh, that worked.
Yeah. Yay. All right. Missed something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
How's it going in there, Pat?
Pretty good.
You had some guy fix up your car. That body work's all been done. Has it already resulted in a new date?
No, not yet, but Dustin did a fine job.
Have you bumped into anything since?
I feel like I'm going to soon, though. I'm very nervous about it.
Yeah, the over-under on this is 3 weeks before you have to stroll in here and see you back to do a poll.
No, God.
This is a new God when we're talking about. No accidents this year.
I'll take that bet.
3 years.
I'm not putting any money down.
It looks beautiful.
Oh, hell
yeah. See, now that you got the nice clean car, I think it's going to be time for a little romance.
Well, I'll check the Bumble in a little bit here.
You know, I'll check the. That's not what you call it.
Check the traps is what I call it.
Check the traps is what he said.
That's as funny as anything.
Checking the traps.
Oh, look. A couple of new ones today.
Looking for Poon, Tom.
Now, the Bumble's the one where, am I correct in saying the ladies, they look at your little bio and your photographs, and then they have the option of contacting you?
That's correct.
Reach out first, yes.
And what decade is your profile picture from?
The new one is of last week.
Really?
Oh, no, the one that PJ was colorizing?
He had to do some buffing and some
graphic artist.
Smooth filter.
Pat at a President Kennedy rally.
What do you go with? Is it you on stage? Is it you and your kid? Is it you holding a fish?
The first one is me in the ski jacket and a winter cap.
Great idea.
That's a nice jacket.
Oh, I love that.
That's because you gave it to him.
Can I give you one tip, Pat?
Yeah,
sure.
My thing with dating apps, I like to use photos that other people took of me. I don't like to post the selfies on there.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Because it proves that I'm hanging out with folks. Yeah. I'm about. That's
your man.
They're all
your man
all
the
Pat, I will give you $100.
I'll take it.
If you use the mugshot that was taken in North Carolina of you when you were arrested.
I don't know if that's...
That's a pretty thin, good-looking shot, actually.
I don't know if you can do that or not.
I guarantee you'll get hits based on that.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Because you can do things like little prompts, like my biggest fear, ... and post a photo. So my biggest fear, and then you post that photo of you behind bars.
And again, you didn't really do anything bad. You were not driving a vehicle, but you were smarting off to a police officer.
That is correct. I was trying to help my
buddy. And you were charged with what was the
name? PI, it's called public. public intoxication and interfering with an investigation.
You're not going to take that. Didn't you say that?
We should write a show called Godwin PI. And it's just you drunk.
What are you looking at?
Next week on Godwin PI.
Nice shirt. Who did you piss off?
Dried himself out, by the way.
Actually, a friend of ours, and you guys know him too, he got kicked off of one of the dating sites. Because for his profile picture, he just put his junk up on it instead of.
Well, I can
you're
see.
You're not allowed to do that, are you?
He was. It was apparently up for not. Like 8 hours, and he got kicked off. He got kicked off.
Oh God!
it's a piece of satire.
Oh, that,
he happens to be. Don't give away who it is. He's a comedian from Ohio.
Right.
It's
not Mr. Rob Haney.
God, he's got.
We got to say which comedians it's not.
It's Ryan Singer.
No, he's got to say which comedians it's
Ryan
not.
Ryan Singer told us that story on the air. I'm not afraid of saying his name.
That's Josh Arnold.
He's a great comedian. Check him out.
Do you know what I got kicked off Tinder, chick?
Oh, yeah?
I made my bio. I thought it'd be funny. I said, I'm looking for, because everyone's like, I'm looking for something serious. I'm looking for something casual. And I wrote, I'm looking for something serious, something casual, a wife, or an unmarked and unregistered gun, and they kicked me right off of it.
Oh,
wow.
They did not think it was very funny at all.
Okay, my mugshot's going up in an hour, I promise.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I can do it.
So then how many pictures will you have of yourself up there?
Like 5 or 6.
Oh, good. I think that's
I owe you $100, but I don't have any money today.
There's a whole about this, about what pictures you're supposed to put up and
there's
how they're supposed to look.
Consultants for this, right?
Oh, yeah,
Obviously, I've never been on one of these, but Kelly's friend, who ended up getting married to the guy that she met on Bumble. She was showing me this one night, and I couldn't get over the number. There were pictures of guys standing in front of their trucks with their moms.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lots of stuff.
And guys holding fish.
Yes.
I mean, I guess it'd be cool, but I think Willie has a good point. Rather than do a selfie, have a picture somebody else took.
Uh-huh. Oh, and the sad ones are the selfies or the guys taking pictures in the mirror, and you're like, oh, dude,
come on. Let me ask you this, Tom. When Kelly, your girlfriend, the mother of two of your children, when she was describing the men on Bumble, was she just making an observation or was she referring to them wistfully?
Look at this guy.
Look at how much hair he has.
Look how much hair he has.
This has got a full head of hair.
Wow, that's an F-150, too. Wow. This guy's got it together.
I believe baldness is a sign of virility and intelligence, right, Josh?
That's exactly right.
I prefer to think knocking them up is...
that's the ultimate sign of virility.
Knocking them up.
I'm surprised you don't like...
wait a second.
You don't like a squirter.
Oh, is that phone ringing?
Will you answer that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey,
thank God we have some intelligent relief.
I called in when you guys are spitballing. I need some help.
Yeah. Right?
Why?
Well, because I've been thinking real hard about going on that show Shark Tank.
Oh, no kidding.
I need a second opinion. I figure I'll have the sharks give me like a couple million for 10% in DBE, also known as Donnie Baker Enterprises.
Oh, nice.
LTD.
Nice.
Although I should probably call it Donnie Baker Enterprises STD. But here's my pitch. How would you like an app on your phone? Hell with Bumble. How about an app that keeps track of all the randos you slept with?
Oh,
jeez. I swear to God. You know, like your own Carfax for your crouch. And then when one of these red skanks comes down with heat bumps, it sends out an alert to everybody they banged over the past month. So you ain't even got to tell them in person. I was going to call the app the Clapper. Yeah, but my hack lawyer said that name's already taken.
Oh,
so I may go with the Dripper.
Oh.
Maybe something way different. How about like called Checking the Traps? I just came up with that.
I think that's interesting.
Anyways, if the sharks don't like that idea, here's my other invention.
Okay.
How about a topless water park where everybody's topless? Call it Donnie Baker's Bubble Bath, America's first and foremost topless water park.
Wow.
Number one attraction going to be the nip and slide.
Swear to God.
And he won't want to get soaked as they make their way down Cleavage Canyon.
Oh.
Or how about the big hog slide? I'll take care of that myself. You think you've seen a lot of healthy hammers at Daytona 500, my place would be way better because all the topless chicks under 40 get in free.
Oh. Nice.
And topless chicks over 40, it only run you $25 for the day. Except every Monday and Mother's Daughter Day when all topless moms get in free regardless. And the single dude feeds 200 firm, Josh. Yeah. On the sausage fed. That's per hour. Plus another 400 for scuba gear and goggles so you can make the most of going underwater in a lazy river.
Nice.
So, Sharks, who's in with me? Oh, and Christy.
Yes, dear.
I'm going to need you to take Whiffy on weekends now because this place is going to run itself.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks very much. What was it? About Donnie's topless bubble bath?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sounds good, Donnie. Something. Shark Tank.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
We also have, we were talking about sarcasm.
Yeah.
The fact that there really isn't a sarcasm font. Someone sent me this note saying, apparently they lived in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no such thing as sarcasm in the Japanese culture.
Many, also, I've experienced that in Korea as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must be a sad country.
So when the kamikaze guys were volunteering it. Oh. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'd love to drive my plane into a ship. You betcha.
No. So your contention is that they were just being silly?
I'll do that. Yeah, bolt me in.
Sign me up.
Take off the helmet. Who needs this? Just tie something around my head. I'm going for it.
Yeah, they did wear helmets, right? Kamikaze pilots?
I don't know if they did. I think maybe for the communications, but I think
oh, maybe so.
But I think they bolt. I remember reading they bolted them in. That may just be.
Ooh. No. So unless they had second thoughts?
I guess.
Ugh. Oh, you'd have second thoughts, I would think, right?
Yeah. Somebody did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a real small reunion, even back in the 50s.
Well, there's a plot point on one of the seasons of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry meets the son of a kamikaze pilot, and the pilot's still alive, and Larry can't figure it out.
Huh.
And it turns out that his dad was a glancing blow. He really didn't.
Glancing blow. The bomb didn't go off.
He survived.
I see. We have a mail.
Yes,
Josh?
We do. Oh, we've got Josh did his. Dear Chick, I'm a traveling nurse. I took an assignment in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I've never seen so many jackrabbits.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
She also got to see Donnie Baker do a comedy show. And I'd like to thank everybody at South Dakota State for sending me. Is it South Dakota?
Oh my gosh, yeah, you got yourself one, huh?
Jackrabbit. Oh, nice.
How cool is that?
Wait a minute. You got that already?
Yeah, from Monday. I don't know if they live next to FedEx or what. But, yeah.
Wasn't that what Greg Warren was talking about, the great names for college?
Jackrabbits.
Wow. They throw the frozen jackrabbits on the field when they play Nebraska, is it?
And there's a coyote.
Can I see the shirt?
There's a there evidently some.
Yeah, poor cheerleader got hit in the head with a frozen coyote.
Yeah, that
is that true?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
South
Dakota State. Yeah, it's very cool.
That's very cool.
Love those colors.
Yeah, that's a great looking shirt.
Yeah.
Anyway, she says, "Dear Tom, please stop saying surgeons are amazing."
Well, I had a surgeon save my life, and
I can tell you,
I'm a big fan,
that these brilliant, she says, sarcasm here, brilliant people do really dumb stuff. Here's an example. I know many surgeons, being a traveling nurse, and one I worked with decided to buy a chainsaw.
Uh-oh.
He thought he could cut a tree down, and of course, you guessed it, the tree ended up hitting his house.
Ooh, oh, okay, that's better than...
I thought you were going to say he
cut up his hand or something, yeah.
The old kickback?
Those things should be outlawed, right?
Oh, they're scary.
No, they're very effective.
Do you guys see that? Do you guys know who Rick Ross is, the rapper?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He moved to like this farm now, I guess he's in Texas or whatever, and it's a video, he's like, I'm not going to pay $1,000 for someone to cut down one of my trees. I told my boy to go get me a chainsaw, and then he's out there cutting down these trees with a chainsaw, getting his back in there. It's awesome.
And he cuts his own grass.
Well,
that's all well and good. Chainsaws, unless you're...
Be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, call a professional.
Hire a professional to cut a tree down. Yeah, I know a guy that did that, and he didn't hit his house. He hit the wires next to it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's... He didn't get killed, but when they came out, they said, you know, if you had touched that one, yeah, you may want to. Sometimes a surgeon is, they're so good at one thing, but God bless them.
Well, you are technology deficient. I would, you know, as smart as you are, attending an Ivy League,
I completely bluffed my way through it. The point is, the other day we had to buy a new streaming service because I couldn't figure out how to get the TV on the channel.
So you just said, to hell with it, let's do a new one.
Yeah, we just bought some whatever girls wanted to watch
a movie,
and I didn't have time to deal with it.
I got a new modem, a router, and you put the numbers in, and it's all set up again, but you'd be surprised. Mine was like 5 years old. And I updated it, and it's amazing now.
There's three remote controls.
I know. So much.
Jake, you know what I want to get? I want to get the direct input to the TV. Just internet straight from the cable into the TV.
Right.
No problems at all, my friend. Fast as ever.
Smart TV. They're smart.
Yeah, the world's confusing. But
you can't even attach a photo to an email yet. I'm so bad.
I'll teach you on the break.
You need to have a 9-year-old daughter. I'll send her over.
I used to have that.
Dear idiots.
Hi.
Oh, it's for us.
This is from Frank. In the middle of August every year, my hometown, LeClaire, Iowa, has Tugfest. 20 men on one side and 20 men on the other side. 3-minute rounds. Very exhausting, of course.
3 minutes? Boy, I'm on anti-anxiety meds. It's going to take longer.
While thousands watch. No,
they're not tugging that, Joe.
I see.
Well, we tug it. The men have 10 rounds of tugging. The women also go one round with 25 a side, and they tug it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes they tug it too hard, don't they?
Then Frank says, I suppose right about now I should tell you that this is a tug-of-war festival across the Mississippi.
Across the Mississippi.
Across the Mississippi, they say. Yeah, that's what he says.
So they're being, that's
LeClaire,
a long rope?
Iowa. Yeah, it's a long rope.
And they're being, the losing side's being drugged into the Mississippi.
Does the rope have flotation on it, or is the rope itself?
I don't know. And then they lost 4 people last year.
Oh, how about that?
Christy, you remember this one? We had the story about, remember the one? The tug of war and the guy's arm came off.
Oh, yeah.
When was
came
that?
Off?
Yes. Off.
We have.
Off.
What?
Off.
That's called disarticulation.
Yes.
The limb is just ripped.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's really got to hurt.
The World Games are going to be held in Birmingham, Alabama this summer, and I think tug of war is one of the contests.
Well, see, that should be in the Olympics rather than break dancing.
Oh, my God.
I would actually agree with that, but we'll see what they do with this break dancing stuff. Yeah. Do you remember the Phil Hartman all-drug Olympics when he...
No.
I won't ruin it. Just Google SNL all-drug Olympics Phil Hartman.
Is it all steroid stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
The guy's throwing a discus out of the stadium. I'd watch that. What did the guys look like?
It's really just Phil and he's a weightlifter and things don't go as you want them to.
Okay. Josh, I unfortunately walked by your desk. And you were saying something to someone about sad news from the world of porno?
That was an email headline I read.
Oh, man. Oh,
let's
Willie,
see here.
Hang on.
He didn't say porno.
He said porn.
Sad porn news.
Yeah.
You know who this comes to us from?
Who?
Steve McQueen.
Oh, really?
That's right.
I mean, from heaven?
I don't.
The English film director?
Not. Well, you know what? It could be.
It could be that secret thing. He could be a big fan.
Well, maybe because it starts with Dear Fellow Wankers.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's an English term. But I think in this case he means self-pleasurers.
Sure. Yeah.
Sad news for Josh and maybe Willie from the porn industry. I just learned this morning that Japanese porn legend Hitomi Tanaka will be retiring soon. I'm unfamiliar.
Are you familiar with her?
Hey, spell that for me.
I'm not familiar.
The world will definitely miss those heavy gnats.
Let me give this a
What's the last name?
T-A-N-A-K-A.
Don't you mean Tanakers?
No, Hitomi Tanaka.
Tony Tanaka.
Not Tony, Hitomi.
Oh, Hitomi. Hitomi.
Yeah. Like hit on me.
Like hematoma.
Hit on me, Tanaka.
Hit on me, Tanaka.
Oh, dear.
Heavy gnats, Tommy?
I don't know if they're gnats, but in this photograph.
Look at you. You and your son looking at dirty pictures together. Oh, look at you guys.
Cute?
That's nice.
These are modern times. Tanaka.
No, these can't
this
be.
They're not real? Is that what you're saying?
I trust Mr. McQueen and his
heavy gnats.
Oh, my goodness.
They're basketball. Right,
let me take safe search off.
What is safe
too big
search?
For my taste.
Okay.
You were talking about that off
those
here
are gnats.
Yesterday.
Those, I think these are gnats. These aren't.
They're the size of pterodactyls.
That's no net.
They're water balloons. Those are natural. That's
and Willie,
not,
Willie brought up an interesting
either
philosophical
point. Either that or she had a horrible surgeon.
Philosophical point. He said, now, when you get up this early and you see Ms. Tanaka, that's hideous. You see Ms. Tanaka and you rub one out. Now, is that, let's start the day.
Woo!
Or is it,
nap.
I'm going back to bed.
Yeah.
Today.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.